Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Thanks, Ray, for making football chat more interesting, says Kath. And nice to hear Eamon. He taught me everything I know about football, well, apart from the quotes. And I was delighted to meet him once and tell him that. Harry Kane, Jack Grealish, Declan Rice and Jude Bellingham could have played for Ireland. What are we doing wrong? I suppose people want to play for a winning side, don't they? And then that's a catch-22, because if you don't have players like that, then you don't win, then you don't get other players like that. Anyway, in a week's time, thousands upon thousands, in fact 220,000 of Taylor Swift's fans will be descending on our capital city to see their megastar idol perform in the Aviva stadiums. But Taylor Swift fans are no ordinary fans, oh no. You'll find they've been preparing for this event for months. They've been designing bespoke outfits, crafting bracelets and dreaming up special chants. So what does it take to be a Swiftie? Well, Danielle Mahoney is founder and editor of Missy.ie, and she's here to fill me in and give me a lesson and maybe turn me into some sort of reluctant Swiftie. Good afternoon, Danielle.
Hello, Ray. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, as well as being editor and founder of Missy.ie, are you a Swiftie?
I am indeed a Swiftie, a very proud Swiftie.
Do you have to do an exam?
Well, not yet, but I'd say it's coming to that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, isn't there somewhere in some university you can do a degree in Taylor Swift?
Yeah, they started to bring that in a few different universities because they kind of focus on the literature side of her songwriting. So I know some people might roll their eyes at the idea of a Swiftie degree, but they do actually look at kind of the writing side and who influences her writing and her different writing styles. So you can become a Swiftie, a professional Swiftie.
Now, people listening, if they don't have children or grandchildren of a certain age, will just have heard the name Taylor Swift out there, you know. So let's just fill them in on where she came from. She was originally a country star, was she?
Yeah, that's how she started off. So Taylor's career has kind of spanned in two decades at this point. So she started off when she was only 16 as a country singer. Her first album was moderately successful over in the States. It was really kind of in 2008 with her second album that was a bit more mainstream. It was still kind of more country, but was a bit poppy. She kind of got a bit bigger through that. And she's kind of moved away from the country music in the past decade or so. And she's more of a pop star now than a country. Now, you can still kind of hear the country roots sometimes coming from her music because she based herself out of Nashville when she was quite young. But she's more of a pop star now than a country singer.
What age is she?
So she's 34 now, so.
Right. She seems like she's been around forever.
I know. It's one of those things that, like, you feel like she should be a lot older than what she is. But it's because she's been around so long. I mean, she's on her 11th studio album at the moment. So, like, she's a huge body of work behind her.
Yeah, like the most recent one. How many songs are on it? 30?
30 songs on the new album. 30, yeah.
She's so prolific, so prolific. And there was that moment at the VMA Awards. Was that a moment in her career?
Well, I think now I'd maybe dispute that a little bit as a loyal Swiftie. I think, you know, a lot of people talk about it. So just to give people context, back in 2009, Taylor won an award at the VMAs, which is quite a big award over in the States. And when she got up to collect the award, Kanye West crashed the stage, told her she shouldn't have won the award.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
Yeah, so that was the iconic moment. I think it's one of those real pop culture moments. So, yeah, it was a big deal for her at the time. You know, it was quite upsetting for her at the time. You know, it was kind of a highlight of her career winning that award and then to have Kanye come up, and there was a lot made about it. And, you know, I remember the next day, like, President Obama was asked about it in his press conference. So I definitely think it helped her in terms of getting her name out there. But, you know, kind of if you even look after that, you know, the album that came out the following year, Speak Now, that's not a huge album if you're not a Swiftie. I don't think anyone could name a song off of it. It was kind of then over the years from that she became bigger. I really think 2014 was her big year as such, when she had the 1989 album. That is kind of her most iconic.
Yes, so Shake It Off is on that.
Yeah, I think that's the song. If you stopped anyone in the street, even if they're not a Taylor Swift fan, and you ask them name a Taylor Swift song, they're going to say Shake It Off.
Yeah. We had Simon Cowell on earlier in the week, and he's putting together a new boy band, right? And they're chasing a teenage girl market. And I was saying to him that the world has changed, that teenage girls now are looking to people like Taylor Swift as role models, and they're not looking to the boy band thing anymore.
Yeah, I think that's like an interesting assessment, because I do think like, good, there is maybe a bit of a gap in the market for a boy band, but I do think it has changed. You know, teenage girls are more kind of into looking at their own idols and who they can aspire to themselves, rather than, you know, the boys that they can put up the posters on the walls. Now, don't get me wrong, I know Harry Styles is absolutely still huge with the fan base, and he has a huge fan base. But yeah, I do actually think if you look at, you know, who is the most successful at the moment, it's a lot of women. Like, the, you know, the women are really dominating the music scene at the moment. And I think a lot of that is backed by teenage girls who are fans of them, and they aspire to those people, and, you know, they look up to them.
Yes, and that's the thing, isn't it? It's they look up to them. So people like Taylor Swift are role models. They're sort of adoration. Everything she says is gospel, to use an old phrase. You know, they take everything she says as the truth.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, being held up to that regard. And I think a lot of people really do hold Taylor to a high regard. And, you know, they look at like her actions and, you know, what she does. And it is a huge responsibility. And I think like people do look to other people as well, as, you know, like not everyone who admires Taylor Swift wants to be a pop star or be a singer.
No.
Like, you have to be astronomically successful, but you can look at other aspects of her life.
Strong
and
woman, independent woman.
Exactly.
And I'm just thinking about, like, she took on the big street. She took on Spotify.
Yeah, she's taken on so many people. You know, when you look at Spotify, and, you know, even when she took on Spotify, she then tried to change it for the people coming after her. So it's not just all about her own gains from it. And, you know, she also took on her record label. Like, one of the big things at the moment is that she's re-recording her old music because she lost control of her old music. So she's reclaiming that.
Yes.
And I think that's a really powerful message for women to see that. You know, like, sometimes you might encounter something and, you know, you find a way to get through it and to go on to bigger and better things.
And then when the whole Me Too thing was about, she had her own incident where, you know, a guy dropped his hand literally during a photo shoot, and she took him on as well.
Like,
which, again, hugely powerful statement to make.
Exactly. I always think of that as well. Like, it would have been so easy for her to have just settled that, you know, just paid whatever he was looking for. Because it was actually, he sued her. He lost his job over what he had done. And then he tried to sue Taylor. And, you know, she could have just settled that, just made it go away. But she, you know, went to court. She had her day in court, and he lost the case.
Yeah.
And she only asked for a dollar in compensation. It wasn't about the money.
It was the principle.
It was the principle of it.
Speaking of money, she is a billionaire.
Yes, and it's going to keep growing.
And I was just listening to, say, for example, for the promo for tomorrow's business show on RT1, they're doing Taylor Omics or whatever they call it, Swift Omics or whatever. And cities all over the States have been pleading with her to come to their town, because she increases the economy of a city so much.
Yeah, it's even kind of worldwide. I heard of, like, prime ministers were reaching out to her team asking, like, would she come play certain countries? Because it's a real economic boost when she shows up. You know, the money that's been spent, even on hotels, and even people getting their costumes ready for it. You know, a lot of money is being spent around Taylor.
So that's all really interesting. But we're going to be down there next week, right, in the Roadcaster. And I have to fit in.
You need to prepare. You need to study up on Taylor.
Yes, I do. Now, firstly, you're wearing a friendship.
Yes,
bracelet.
I brought it just for you.
Oh, did you? Right.
I brought you your own friendship bracelet, so you'll fit in with all the Swifties next week.
Oh, right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Do you put it on your right wrist or your left wrist?
Oh, whichever one you want.
Okay. Now, there you go. Red. Okay. And the friendship bracelet is mentioned in one of her songs. And then Travis Kelce, who's the big romance, and that's how their courtship started, isn't it? We've a clip of Travis talking about the beginning of their relationship.
Well, I was disappointed that she doesn't talk before or after her shows, because she has to save her voice for the 44 songs that she sings. So I was a little butthurt I didn't get to hand her one of the bracelets I made for her.
You made her a bracelet?
Yeah. If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets, and I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now.
Your number's in 87 or your phone number?
You know which one.
God, you know which one, yeah. Anyway, they seem to be getting on well.
Yes. I mean, he could show up in Dublin next week. Like,
right.
That could be the thing to watch, you know.
He's an NFL star, just for people who don't know.
He's a huge, huge football star. Now, I think kind of outside of the States, he wasn't really known until the whole Taylor thing last year. I certainly did not know his name until Taylor.
How many
came.
Boyfriends has she had?
Oh, no, don't get into that now.
But the only thing I'll say to you is, and this is important, and you saw with Adele as well, and you see with some, you know, male singer-songwriters, they feed off their heartbreak.
Yeah, well, like, when you think about it, Taylor does have to keep churning out the album. So, like, she kind of needs to keep a turnover going.
Gosh, not that she'd be interested in me, you know, I'm far too old and whatever. But you would just be suspicious, wouldn't you, now, if you're a fella that, you know, she'll use you and then ditch you. And then you'll be coming up in the lyrics of her next 31 track album.
But sure, then at least like you have something to say with this you achieved in your life.
I don't want to be. I don't be remembered in song for that reason. Yeah, but anyway. So the outfits as well. So people will arrive, they'll be all sequined next week and...
Yeah, people have been spending months getting their outfits ready. Right. So some people kind of go really literal and they'll recreate her outfits, or they'll kind of look to inspiration from the different eras and they'll create outfits. So people have been working for months to get Taylor ready.
Dublin is going to be amazing next weekend, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be buzzing. Like, yes. It's going to be so
good. It's
going
to be alive with sequins, yeah. Listen, thanks so much. Enjoy the concert. Which night are you going?
Oh, I'm going the first night, so I'm really excited.
Daniel Mahoney is the founder and editor of Missy.ie, and there's loads of great articles on Missy.ie. So thanks for coming in. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, I have to sprint over to Studio 8 to Colina Colini Lua. The Radio.